For many business owners, their business is a major component of their overall personal wealth, and in many cases will form a significant part of their retirement funds. One of the biggest challenges facing business owners is understanding the value of their business and the business drivers to ensure that they always have their business ready for sale. A purchaser will only pay what the business is worth to them. Recognizing the basics of business valuation will ensure owners' expectations are realistic and will help to avoid disappointment and unnecessary stress during the sale process. The main factors affecting the value of a business include the certainty of future profits, cash flow, and risk. Valuers normally try to assess future profitability or maintainable earnings and then apply a capitalization rate to calculate the value. A capitalization rate is effectively the rate of return an investor is likely to demand to invest in a business within a certain industry and based on the profit and risks of the business. The capitalization rate reflects the degree of certainty of the business's continued profitability, or, in other words, the degree of risk that is the expected future profit may not be realized. This is usually reflected as a multiple of the net expected future annual profit. The difference between the calculated business value and the realizable value of the business tangible assets is goodwill. Tangible assets usually consist of furniture, plant, equipment, vehicles, etc. They may also include stocks of raw materials and finished goods. A business is likely to be more valuable to a competitor than if it is sold to a party who will become another participant in the industry. This is known as strategic value. This is because competitors can take advantage of synergies and economies of scale. Competitors may be able to extract obvious savings in areas such as rent and personnel, which means that the profitability of the business for sale is significantly more as the competitor does not have to duplicate these costs. In addition, a competitor may be able to complement the business with aspects of their own business that enables additional market penetration of the products that are sold by the acquired business, or vice versa. The key to unlocking the full value of a business is planning, and this means investing time and effort in preparing a business for sale.
For more about this, you can talk to Melanie on
6652 8788 or on the web mjabusiness.com.au.